Each year on Palm Sunday, Holy Week begins with the proclamation of the Passion, according to either Matthew or Mark or Luke. This year it is the Passion according to Matthew. Next year it will be the Passion according to Mark, and then in 2013, the Passion according to Luke. Each one of those stories is remarkably different. Each one of those authors has a particular take on the story of the suffering and death of the Lord. Each one of those Gospels pictures Jesus in a different manner. In Matthew's story of the Passion, which we just heard, Jesus himself gives the interpretation of what is about to take place. It is at the Last Supper, after breaking the bread and handing it to his disciples, Matthew says, Jesus took the cup and he said, "This is the cup of my blood, the new covenant, which will be shed for the forgiveness of sin." It's the only one of the three evangelists that put on Jesus' lips that the purpose is for the forgiveness of sin. Forgiveness or reconciliation is the central theme of Matthew's gospel. There are so many places within Matthew's gospel where not only Jesus forgives, but he challenges his disciples to be reconciling and forgiving people. Well, that's the lens through which the church invites us to see the events of the coming week, to see them through the eyes of Matthew. This is the inaugural statement. So that as we go through the days of the coming week, and as we observe solemnly the suffering and the dying and the rising of the Lord, you and I are called to see those events and that mystery as fundamentally reconciling, drawing human beings to each other, drawing all of creation into union with the Creator, recognizing that in the mystery of Christ there is a tremendous movement upward as all that is converges together. And what is broken is now healed. What is dismembered is now brought together. What is fragmented is now made whole. The French poet, theologian, anthropologist, Teilhard de Chardin, said that in Christ, all of creation is rising to fulfillment. Well, that's the lens that the church would have us look through as we celebrate the central mystery of our faith. I invite you to take a copy of the parish bulletin with you as you leave today, for in that bulletin is the schedule for Holy Week and Easter here at St. Matthew's Church.